Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey, and lately I've been finding myself sitting at a table and working on a computer quite a bit, and my body is reminding me that it has not had to sit in such a way for a long, long time, and so I feel... A, my back kind of hurts and I probably need to get like a backrest. But then B, I feel like I'm slumping over and I'm just like, previously I was, you know, that thing that a lot of young people do of, oh, well, that will never happen to me. I'll never become, you know, stooped over or old. I'll just never become old somehow. I will defy, you know, thousands and thousands of years of human history. I will be the one that, I don't know why that tends to occur with a lot of people, but somehow it does. But now I'm like, I don't want to become old and slumped over, and I want to be a cool old person, if that makes sense. I want to be... My first thought is that whole thing with French women of a certain age and the je ne sais quoi and that whole thing. But just like age well. Yeah, let's go with age well. I want to age well. And we talked about this previously on the cancer and Alzheimer prevention episode. But so, because of the new thing of sitting at a desk on a computer the whole time, I found myself noticing my posture and more so noticing how bad it is and how easily it becomes bad. Because even when I notice it's bad and try and sit up, I seem to very quickly somehow get back into a bad position, and then I have to constantly be correcting myself. And it's like, why doesn't that one correction just stay there? Like, if I cross my legs, they stay crossed until I uncross them. But if I sit up into a proper position without noticing it, I somehow slink back into a rounded over one. And I'm going to guess that if you do that enough, your body just sort of grows into that position. I'm not quite sure how the slumping over happens, but it does happen from poor posture. So I'm looking to fix that. So if you probably know what posture is just in general, because we've all been told probably a gazillion times in our lives, especially when we were younger, to, you know, stand up straight and fix your posture. But for the sort of technical definition, posture is the position in which we hold our bodies while standing, sitting, or lying down. Good posture is the correct alignment of body parts, supported by the right amount of muscle tension against gravity, which, okay, I was with you on the first one, although I didn't know I could have proper posture while lying down. I knew I wasn't supposed to sleep on my stomach, but that was about it. But muscle tension against gravity, like I have to this is probably why I find myself constantly, without noticing it, slipping into bad posture, because it's gravity, and I feel sort of helpless. Like, how can I defeat gravity? Gravity's got a much bigger strength than I do. Like, what the heck? But I'm going to try. I will be valiant and try and maintain good posture. Good posture helps us stand, walk, sit, and lie in positions that place the least strain on supporting muscles and ligaments during movement and weight-bearing activities. Correct posture, A, helps us keep bones and joints in correct alignment, so that our muscles are used correctly decreasing the abnormal wearing of joint surfaces that could result in degenerative arthritis and joint pain. B, reduces the stress on the ligaments holding the spinal joints together, minimizing the likelihood of injury. C, allows muscles to work more efficiently, allowing the body to use less energy and therefore preventing muscle fatigue. And D, helps prevent muscle strain, overuse disorders, and even back and muscular pain. And I feel like I might have just confused some people with the lettering there. So the answer is E, all of the above. I wasn't trying to say it's one or the other of those. It's correct posture is all of those. But I think it's very interesting that with bad posture can lead to arthritis and joint pain. And it actually is involving the muscles. And not, if you have bad posture, you could also injure the muscles because you're not using them properly. And it's just like, huh? Okay. And also uses less energy, which it doesn't feel like it, but part of that is probably just from really bad habits. But that somehow, if I have good posture, eventually I will maybe use less energy, or maybe while doing certain things use less energy. I don't know. I'm very interested in that aspect of it. So to maintain proper posture, you need to have adequate muscle flexibility and strength, normal joint motion in the spine and other body regions, as well as efficient postural muscles that are balanced on both sides of the spine. In addition, you must recognize your postural habits at home and in the workplace and work to correct them if necessary. And unfortunately, I feel that just most of the furniture and like seats, even, you know, on public transportation or benches or what have you, are not made for proper posture. And fine, you know, like the Lazy Boy armchair or whatever, just by virtue of the name of being called the Lazy Boy, I wouldn't necessarily expect that would give me proper posture. But I would kind of expect that like an office chair would, and actually a good number of office chairs somehow don't. And I'm not quite sure what the design thought is there. Several factors can contribute to poor posture. Most commonly, stress, obesity, pregnancy, weak postural muscles, abnormally tight muscles, and high-heeled shoes. In addition, decreased flexibility, a poor work environment, incorrect working posture, and unhealthy sitting and standing habits can also contribute to poor body positioning. And of those, I think I didn't know about the stress one. I could have guessed about the pregnancy one, but I already knew about the high-heeled shoes one, which is why I constantly get on my mother, who constantly wears high-heeled shoes, and then she'll complain she doesn't have any flat shoes, but then when she goes out and buys shoes, she buys more high-heeled shoes, and I'm just like, A, what are you doing? And B, that's bad for your muscles, so stop it. And then C, she goes out and do it anyways. I'm just like, I can't with you. I can't. But beyond even the posture, I knew that high heels were bad for you, for the muscles in your legs, because they can, I believe, shorten your Achilles tendon. And then it becomes hard for you even to walk flat footed if you wear high heels enough. And so they recommend at like minimum, if you are one of those people who just really, really likes high heels for some reason that I'm sorry, I really just can't understand, that at least when you sort of come home, or if you happen to have a private office and can do this, to take them off and to walk barefooted so that your muscles don't constantly stay in that shortened, tightened position, because they can just sort of not forget, but become incapable of getting out of that position and elongating. So to take your heels off when you get home, and probably to give your calves a good stretch after that to sort of help counteract the bad aspects of high heels. But back to posture. Long-standing postural problems typically take longer to address than short-lived ones, as often the joints have adapted to your long-standing poor posture. And I think, unfortunately, I'm somewhere in the long-standing more than the short-standing. Although, again, it doesn't feel like my joints have necessarily adapted, it kind of feels like my muscles have, because I found myself, especially after the first couple of days where I wasn't used to it, where I was trying to maintain a posture, and it just hurt my back. Like my back hurt from trying to, I guess, hold itself up because it never did, but it didn't feel joint wise. It just felt almost muscle wise that it was doing that. And it's probably a bit of both. Like my muscles aren't used to holding themselves in that position and they're working against that ridiculously strong thing called gravity. So they need to, you know, it will take a while to get there, but I feel somewhat determined, and I do find myself, even if I'm not maintaining it all the time, constantly checking and being like, sit up for the 600th time today, and we'll do this another 300. Okay, fine. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll give some tips on how to improve your posture, so stay tuned.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Today we're talking about posture. And I remember hearing, and I don't know if this is true, so listeners, if you do know whether or not this is true, please let me know. But I remember hearing that the Queen Elizabeth, never sits back in her chair and like sits in such a way that she doesn't even touch the back. Like it's not even that she sits straight against the back of a chair, but that she sits straight and never touches the back. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that does seem a very sort of trained to be royal sort of thing of sit up straight and never, ever slouch because you're constantly in the public's eye. And unfortunately, I'm not sure whether or not I would be fortunate to have had that training, but it does sort of make me think of the Princess Diaries where Mia's sort of being trained to walk with a book on her head, like, we still do that for some reason, but that sort of idea of, you know, as a royal, you must sit in such a royal manner, or stand in a royal manner. Don't cross your legs when you sit. I remember that bit. But for sitting, because we have become, just as a society in general, much more sedentary than our ancestors, than even probably just our parents' generation. As each generation goes along, we find, you know, more and more things so that we don't have to do things physically. And so we're just constantly sitting the whole time, though hopefully not being couch potatoes the whole time. But since we do spend most of the day sitting, it would probably be very helpful to know how to sit properly. And it's a princess never crosses her legs. No, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I couldn't help myself. Technically, this would also fit, but not for the whole not crossing your legs in public because of the impression it gives, but just because of the posture part, that you should keep your feet on the floor or a footrest if they don't reach the floor. And I remember I did actually request this at a previous employer with both a backrest and a footrest, and found it was so much more comfortable than I could even have imagined to suddenly not... There was sort of a strain on it before I had those devices. And even though it's like my feet could kind of touch the floor, but it didn't necessarily sort of put my hips in the right position. And once you felt the difference, it's like, oh man, yeah, that was uncomfortable. How did I do that for so long? So I was really glad after I had requested that footrest to have it. I was just like, oh, if I put my feet up and then my hips get into a better, oh, I missed you. So you want to keep your feet on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Again, that note. Your ankles should be in front of your knees. Keep a small gap between the back of your knees and the front of your seat, which I find a bit hard to do just because I feel, and maybe it's just that because it seems to hurt my back a bit less, I feel that I somehow sit up a bit straighter when I can feel the back of the seat back on my lower back, but not my upper back. That if I feel it against my lower, but I'm sitting up straight enough that my upper back's not touching it, then I feel like I'm sitting up straight, and it doesn't feel, at least, that it hurts as much as trying to do it without touching the seat back at all. But if I were to, for a number of chairs, they're deep enough that I can't really do that and then not have my back of my legs touching the chair. Like, I sit back enough, and maybe it's my legs are short enough, I'm not sure, that my back of my calves just touch the chair and my feet are able to sit flat on the floor. It's not like I'm a child where my feet kind of dangle off because I can't quite touch the floor, but sitting all the way back is longer than my top half of my legs. But just to get to that very specific level, I unfortunately do touch the front of my seat, the bottom part. So I kind of take that tip with a grain of salt, just because it's not exactly possible for me in all chairs. Your knees should also be at or below the level of your hips. Adjust the backrest of your chair to support your low and mid back, or use a back support. And of anything else, I kind of think the back support thing is a good tip. I really do. I have a back support somewhere in my house that I was using for a while that I kind of now want to bring to my new position. I'd be like, I'm just going to put this in the chair. Oh, that feels so good. I miss my back support. I need to find it, but I don't know where it is exactly. You should also relax your shoulders and keep your forearms parallel to the ground. I think that's assuming your chair has armrests, but if it doesn't, I don't know that you could do that. And avoid sitting in the same position for long periods of time. Then, when you stand, to stand properly, you should bear your weight primarily on the balls of your feet. Keep your knees slightly bent and about shoulder width apart. Your feet, not your knees, excuse me. Keep your feet about shoulder width apart, but keep your knees slightly bent. Let your arms hang naturally down the sides of the body. Stand straight and tall with your shoulders pulled backward. Tuck your stomach in. Keep your head level. Your earlobe should be about in line with your shoulders. Do not push your head forward, backward, or to the side. Shift your weight from your toes to your heels, or one foot to the other if you have to stand for a long time. So I find, of those tips, the keeping your knees slightly bent, I've heard numerous times, usually for some odd reason, when I was like in the gym and I don't even know what I was doing, but I was somehow standing. Well, maybe I was weightlifting or using one of the machines, but that, like, the trainer would say that if keep your knees slightly bent because that's better for somehow. Shifting the weight thing, I just do naturally, but it doesn't feel, for me at least, that that's actually helpful. It makes me feel almost restless, and therefore, like, I'm not standing properly, because if I was, shouldn't I be able to last longer? But since that is the tip, I should probably not be just so judgmental to myself and think, oh, you're actually standing okay. But then I also really like the tuck your stomach in tip, because that's sort of the way I use to not remind myself to have good posture, but that's sort of my quick check thing of, is it possible for me to sort of pull my shoulders a little more back and tuck my stomach in? Oh, then I probably was not standing in proper standing position. I somehow jumped right there to like ballet positions, a first position, second position. It's like, I'm not standing in any of those positions when I'm just standing. So why did I suddenly think of that? But the tucking your stomach in one, even in the chair, I do also because I can feel it very much in my stomach area when I sit up straighter. And you don't want to sort of pull your shoulders back in an almost caricature. It shouldn't be, you're not trying to, you know, touch your shoulder blades or anything. But I think this is probably where the ballet position came, of ballet people who have that, you know, really fine upstanding upstanding carriage of, you know, standing up straight and then also doing those crazy moves, but still standing up straight. And I find that the tucking the stomach in thing doesn't make me feel like a ballet dancer, because that's, and I'm saying ballet, not belly, even though I know for some people it probably sounds like belly if I'm saying it quickly. Ballet. It doesn't make me feel necessarily like a ballet dancer. It kind of makes me, I was going to say feel like I'm in the military, but I've never actually been in the military. So it kind of makes me feel like I'm in one of those movies about the military where you've got the drill sergeant who like yells in your face, stand up, shoulder, or, you know, whatever, whatever. And I'm just like, I would not want to go. I don't know that I could go through that. I'm not athletic and I have no desire to do boot camp whatsoever. But I do know a lot of people learn good discipline, and that some of the people who I know who have really good carriage do attribute it to A, either years of ballet, or B, their parents or someone in their family being in the military, and therefore them being around that a lot and being told constantly to stand up straighter. So it can work for that, but I think there are maybe easier ways to go about getting better standing position, posture, excuse me. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Earlier, I did mention that proper posture is sitting or standing or lying properly. And I didn't know, the only thing I knew was you really shouldn't sleep on your stomach, even though unfortunately that is kind of where I do tend to end up. I have a hard time sleeping on my back. So I try and sleep on my side and I'll like start that way at the beginning of the night. And then when I wake up in the morning, I'm just on my stomach and I don't know how that happens and my body is refusing to be helpful. So I will still have to work on that. But for lying down posture, you should A, have a good mattress. We talked a bit about that in our Too Tired episode. And that can vary from person to person. Some people, you know, think a firm mattress is better for posture lying down. And I remember, and I actually think there are some people who still do this, but definitely used to do this a bit more of like putting a board under the mattress. So you can do that. There are special pillows that can help with postural problems. So you may want to sleep with one of those. And it can also often be helpful to sleep on your side as well as your back for back pain. But if you sleep on your side, you should place a pillow between your legs. And if you sleep on your back, you should keep a pillow under your knees. And I think the sleeping on the back with the pillow under the knees, yes, that does help me feel a bit more comfortable than if I was just lying straight flat on my back with nothing there. But it also kind of makes me feel like I'm in a hospital bed. And since I have been in the hospital and that was not a fun time, I don't necessarily want to return to that thought, so I tend not to do that. When I do sleep on my side, I do sleep with a pillow between my legs, and I find that that's helpful too, and sort of, it almost kind of takes the weight off of my hip of whichever leg is on top, because it's not solely going down to your knees, but it is sort of being held by the pillow in that more slightly natural, straightforward position. But then again, somehow I always end up on my stomach. So really need to I want to do like a whole sleep observation thing, except that I also kind of don't want people to watch me sleep, but I want to see like when I turn onto my stomach. And also I kind of want to record what I'm saying, because I do talk sometimes in my sleep, and it's just like, I want to know, and yet I kind of don't want to know. So there are other things you can do to help improve your posture. You can do things that work on your core. And your core is not just your abs, even though if you go to like a gym or whatever, and it's like a core masterclass or whatever, it feels like a gazillion ab workouts and your stomach hurts by the end. But your core is actually the entire area from under the rib cage to mid thigh. So exercises that strengthen your core can help you stand taller and help you maintain proper posture. And these are things like yoga or Pilates, because you use those controlled movements to hold positions and therefore work out your core. You should also learn to breathe properly using your diaphragm. And there's a whole thing about breathing in and out and seeing your stomach move as you use your diaphragm. Your stomach should be moving more so than your chest. But you should try and do breathing exercises that focus on lengthening your spine and engaging your waist and lower core muscles. And this is the era we live in, that this is a tip now. Hold your phone and tablet properly. Try holding your phone straight in front of you instead of bending your head down, and similarly propping your tablet up perpendicular to the table if you're just reading on it. That's kind of hard. It's just not natural habit, I think, for most people to be like, let me hold my phone straight up. Unless I'm like trying to take a picture of something, that normally I just hold it up about as minimal as my arm can go and then look down at it. So I feel that one would be hard for me to do, just because really bad habits ever since I think I've had a cell phone. You should also stretch whenever you get up. And I love the tip that the thing I was reading gave for this, which is that cats and dogs stretch when they get up from sitting or lying down, and you should too. And so now, since I've read that, every time I like get up from my chair, I think about a cat stretching in the way it sort of stretches down and forward, and I'm not flexible enough to do that yet. I'll say yet, though I'm not sure if that yet would ever go away and become actually flexible enough. But I totally think of that now, and I tend to sort of not remember in the moment, but I'll remember about 10 seconds after I got up of, oh yes, I'm up now, let me stretch. Okay. So I just like that image of a cat stretching when it gets up from being lazy. And I want to try and maintain that image so that I remember to stretch when I get up. I should also, and I don't have this yet installed on my phone, but I know they make a number of different apps and reminders to, you know, get up every 20 minutes or every hour or whatever. You can set what you want to remind you to not be sitting the whole time, but that you'll get a little ding or whatever and be like, oh, hey, get up and stretch like a cat. And okay, now I can go back. I did injure myself this way. And I didn't think at first that I had done it. I only noticed later that I was in pain, and I couldn't quite figure out how it had happened. And then eventually reasoned that this must have been the case, which is when it comes to lugging backpacks and purses and luggage, especially if you pull your luggage, there's no really good way to maintain good posture, especially if they're very heavy. So try to limit how much you carry. Choose crossbody bags to distribute weight more evenly. But especially for luggage and lifting luggage, do the whole proper lifting thing of like, you know, with the knees and not your back or whatever. I just grabbed my suitcase out of the car and basically yanked it out with like my trapezius. I did not take anatomy, so I'm not the back shoulder blade muscle, whatever that is. And it hurt so much the next day when I got up, and I was in pain the whole day and I couldn't quite figure it out. So I wasn't quite sure how to treat it at first. I was like, should I put hot on it or cold on it? Because how did this happen? I'm not sure. Yeah, definitely try not to carry a lot of heavy things, but then also as much as you can, try to carry it properly and or lift it properly. And then once again, and I put this in here twice in my notes just because I'm not completely anti high heel, but I feel that this note just doesn't get said enough, which is that limiting high heels. High heels throw you forward. They put strain on the lower back. They just tend to put you in bad posture, period. But it's not the case that I don't like stilettos. I will say that there's very few stilettos that I've ever seen where I'm like, oh, that's cute. But I do sometimes like, I call them stacked heels, but I'm not quite sure exactly that that's what they're called. They look kind of like the heels you would have worn during the 1940s. Not very thin, but not big and clunky. There's some of those where I've seen, oh my gosh, those are so cute. I know I'd never wear them because I really am not a fan of high heels. Although I did buy a pair of shoes like that for my graduation outfit when I graduated college. But yeah, limit high heel usage. I know a lot of women really like them, think they're, you know, the outfit's not finished without a really good pair of high heels. Stretch. Almost, if you can, if you have your own office, along with the timer for getting up and stretching, get up and get out of your high heels and stretch your calves or something. Just try not to wear them as much as possible because they are just really bad with your posture, really bad for your posture. And so on that PSA and note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.